At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once we get to, and I know it sandbags championship games. I get that. Don't care. Once we get to late November, I no longer want that rule. It should be like that rule is enforced from like August through October, and then after Halloween, All's fair. But all this being said, we are talking about the kerfuffle between Jerry Jeudy and Shedeur Sanders. Here's what Shedeur had to say on the matter yesterday.
Like, as players and as teammates, we have to be able to gel with each other and be comfortable with each other in every situation. That takes time. That takes a lot of things. So, you know, this team is not going to be a microwave thing. You know, we're going to have sparks, we're going to have here and there, but it's going to take time to be able to develop that chemistry with everybody, to be on the same page with Jerry. You know, of course you want to be able to get him the ball, but you got to understand it takes time.
Yeah, and I think Shedeur's messaging is right here, and I think this would be the messaging hopefully Shedeur can share with Jerry. Not only is this going to take time, but you've got to let me lead you.
Well, this is part of the reason, you know, we talk about not getting first team reps. Like, this is part of that, is that, like, that discussion exists because right now Shedeur would rather go to Gage Varvadan than he would Jerry Jeudy. Why? Because He has a connection with Gage Varvadan. He's already built that up. And the limited time he's had with Jerry Jeudy, we haven't seen it work out in a really successful way. And so I like how Shedeur is like, oh, yeah, we're going to have to take time with it. But the reality for Jerry Jeudy is that his season's slipping away.
Yeah.
What he thinks about and what people think about him as a wide receiver is slipping away. And so I think he's very worried about that. So the timelines are just, they're a little bit different right now.
Yeah, the only thing I would say to Jerry is because the way your contract is written up, outside of a post-June 1 trade, you're not getting moved.
I would agree with that.
They're not cutting you. They're not, whether it's post-June 1 or other, it's not good.
And even that seems really hard to actually pull off. I mean, you could do it in theory, but what I'm talking about is the idea that we don't have wide receivers. You're going to tell, even if he's a number 2 wide receiver, yeah, and I get the drops and everything, you're just going to tell him to hit the bricks? Like, that's not how these teams operate when it comes to the place the Browns are in right now and how starved we are for wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, at worst, is going to be the number 2 receiver next year, and whether it's Shedeur or a first-round quarterback, it's just weird to me that this thing is falling apart while Shedeur's the quarterback, given how patient and how verbose Jerry was about Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
A guy who, guys, the guy, he checked in for one play yesterday on 1st and 20 and immediately threw it to the line of scrimmage and turned a 1st and 20 to a 2nd and 20.
I thought it was going to be picked.
Yes. Which, by the way, you know it's FUBAR when the best thing I can say about a 1st and 20 pass to the line of scrimmage is that it didn't get picked.
The defender jumped just a little hair late, and if he had been on the right jump, he would have had it and would have been to the house. You want to talk about booze at that stadium at that point? He gets in for one play, and it would have been a pick 6 to the house.
Now, do we have to also engage in the fact that Dylan's girlfriend, significant other, was on her TikTok telling at least one group of people that everybody in the locker room wants Dylan to play?
So I tried looking that up, and like I saw last night like her caption as she did this whole video about like her getting her game day ready, because you know I follow her, we've talked about it,
yeah,
and so and it said, you know, it's something to the line of like, you know, Browns lose, what else is new? And then did a laughing emoji, and I was like, oh no, this is not going to go well for her in the comment section at all. And I clicked in the comment section, it didn't go well for her at all.
Yeah.
But like, I went back and I tried finding that, like, that interaction. To me, it doesn't exist. Either she deleted it already, or I can't find it, is the point.
I would have no problem if it's real. Not the sentiment, but guys, a player's girlfriend sticking up for her boyfriend or husband, like, yeah, that's okay.
Not much of a shock. But I didn't love, though, when I saw the caption. I thought, this is your caption? Because it does make you seem a little mad about the whole ordeal, which you should be, though. If you're her, you have to. I mean, I get her frustration. I don't want to stick up for it in any sort of way, but I do get her frustration.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's catch 22. Being wife or the wife or a girlfriend of a player, fiance, whatever, it does come with benefits when the team is good. Like, you do get a lot of extra glow up and love on social media. I don't know it should come with the opposite.
Okay, but here's the rebuttal I would have if I was Dylan Gabriel today. And it's not like I'm going to sit there and be like, hey, you're my fiance, you need to act a certain way or anything like that, because that just comes across in a really horrible way.
Yeah, only somebody with like who like would say their house is like in the 1950s. Only yeah. Somebody like that would do that. Sort of thing.
It sounds like that type of person.
Yeah.
But I would say, and I would do it as gently and maybe as tactfully as I could, is that in the NFL, the backup quarterback is supposed to be like the furniture. It's supposed to just kind of exist and not really have anything else around it that happens or interesting or anything. And this has been a commotion today. It has been. And like backup quarterbacks aren't supposed to have any of this on their doorstep. This is the whole thing with Shador was the idea that backup quarterbacks don't get to bring any sort of noise, and she has brought noise today.
I will just defend her and say she's allowed to do whatever she wants. And if you're pissed about Dylan Gabriel's significant other's comments on TikTok, I think this is probably where we draw the line and say get a life. Because I kind of feel the same way that like people get mad when Shiloh Sanders says stuff. It's like, guys, and this only becomes a distraction if you allow it to be a distraction. And like, so when people say, how can the Browns tolerate the noise around Shador? It's like, are you a professional organization or are you not?
Well, so the Shiloh stuff was different to me. And clearly I'm showing that I spent too much time on TikTok over the holiday weekend. Clearly.
A lot of TikTok.
Oh my gosh. I'm just on it all the time. It's ridiculous. But like the Shiloh thing, what I thought was different there is like the end result out of that is, okay, great. Shiloh's in town, meets up with Shador's mom and Shador, and they're talking about him while at the Thanksgiving dinner table going over plays. Like, if the biggest crime in that video is the man just wanted to read plays during Thanksgiving dinner. Like, that just shows me a dedicated player is all that. Even if it's performative, whatever you want to call it, but like he was interested in, I don't know, doing the work on Thanksgiving.
It would seem like the really biggest crime in the video was Pilar Sanders putting her elbow in the greens. That seemed to be the biggest crime, at least from Shiloh's side of things.
Now with Zoe's video, at one point, she's like, do I look like a bean burrito in this? And the mom pops in and is like, you're a perfectly cute bean burrito.
Her mom did that?
Yeah, her mom popped in. She's like, I think I look like a bean burrito in this. And then her mom pops in and is like, well, you're just a perfectly cute bean burrito. And I'm like, that's nice.
We should all have that kind of mom energy. 216-474-0092. Multiple instances there we can talk about. The Jerry Judy, Shador Sanders, brouhaha, big deal, little deal, no deal. Dylan Gabriel's, I just don't know her full name, or otherwise I would just say it's Zoe. What do you know?
I don't know her last name. She just has her Z-O on there on TikTok.
Dylan Gabriel Zoe saying, allegedly, all the locker room wants Dylan in. How do we feel about that? Let's go with Josh in Wycliffe. Welcome to Brown's Misery Monday there, Josh.
Hey guys, you know, whether it's Jerry and Shador, I don't, or Dylan, I don't care about that. But I mean, Stefanski should have been fired long ago. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, you guys, somebody was discussing, I thought it was you guys, about his ego. Talk about an ego. Oh yeah, I called the right play, but it was the player's fault. Geez, even Dan Campbell wouldn't have done that. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And I, you know, I mean, even he's got two Coach of the Year awards, and you can give them to Joe Flacco and Baker. He really doesn't deserve any credit at all. And when he, you know, and he does not respect his team. He doesn't think that they have a chance to win. I mean, when you're down 30-13 against the Steelers, you don't kick, you don't try to go for two. And even yesterday, you're down 7-0. Why don't you kick a field goal? You know, why don't you just do that? Or if you're not going to kick a field goal, why don't you go Wildcat? Everything he does seems to be suspect now, and I'm just sick of it. And it seems like it's stupid to change a coach right now at this point in the season. But why not? You know, we saw what happened when Bernie didn't listen to it. I mean, wouldn't you guys have respected Shadur like crazy if he would have just called timeout there, you know, and a fourth and one, and if he would have just said timeout, and you know, but I guess
he wasn't on the field. You know,
on the phantom play?
Yeah.
He was on the field.
Where was
he? Was in the back. Yeah, he was in the back.
No, I mean, on the fourth and one. I mean, at 33. I mean, he was on. Wouldn't it be great if he would have just called timeout? It's a total pro. I mean, that's all I'm saying. And, yeah, I'll let you guys go because I enjoy the show and listening to you, too. Okay.
Josh, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Josh. And we want the record show. It's been widely set in stone that Stefanski, no ego, apparently.
Yeah. No, we can't say that.
We can't say it. We can't ever accuse him of having an ego.
Nope.
Because he just. You know, he's basically, you know, Andy Griffith.
I was going to say Mother Teresa.
Might as well be.
Yeah. Didn't cure leprosy, neither did she. But fought it valiantly.
Although she did become a saint. And so in order to become a saint, you have to at some point have performed some miracle. That is part of the saint and the canonization process, is you have to have performed a miracle. So she did do something. I just don't know what it was.
Didn't also people from around her village were like, yeah, she's kind of a jerk?
Yeah, I think that did happen at one point, but that is...
By the way, the stones and wait until she's gone to be like, not that great, not for me.
You don't say it when she's alive, Nick. Not in that village.
Not if you want to survive.
Not in that place. Yeah. Well, if she's a saint, that means she's performing miracles.
And then
actual miracles. Yeah. So who knows what she could do to you?
She'd drop you and then bring you back. Give you a little Lazarus. That was really tough to say. I don't think Stefanski's a terrible coach. I do think he is on the border of crashing out. And while I called for Kevin Stefanski to be fired last offseason, I'm not there yet, but yesterday was really hard to not get there. That's how dumb that loss was. That's how confounding some of the decisions were and some of the repeated kind of...
If you've already called for him to be fired, does that mean that you've taken back the call to be fired?
Well, yeah, I mean,
How does that work?
It's not like a guarantee. Like, it goes on for eons. You can call for him again.
In my mind, once you've called for him to be fired, he is basically...
Doesn't it expire after the offseason?
We might have to have a ceremony for that. I don't know. I don't know how that operates. I don't know.
This is like the...
This is the rising from the dead thing all over again.
I think there's a statute of limitations on this, is what I'm thinking.
Is that what that is?
I think there should be a statute of limitations.
I didn't know. It's like when you die in a video game and then you get new coins that pop up and new lives. Like, I didn't know all of a sudden...
I think that's exactly
what
this
is. He's no longer fired. He just starts fresh again?
No, he wasn't fresh, but now it's like a marriage. All right?
Yeah.
And you can renew your vows. I'm very close to renewing my vows that Kevin Stefanski should be fired.
I look at it like you sign the divorce papers, you have to go through a whole nother marriage and a whole nother everything with the gifts and the whole shebang if you want to go ahead and get this thing back.
Wine and dine him just to kick him out the door again?
I mean, I guess. That's why I think it's a peculiar...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Move. Browns are still booty cheeks to talk about the Cleveland Browns. We welcome on, as we do every single Misery or Victory Monday, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Welcome to the show there, Daryl.
Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Daryl.
There we go.
How we doing?
Oh, hi.
We got you. So I guess we'll start with the blame org chart here. Who you blaming for yesterday?
Kevin Stefanski and Bubba Ventrone.
Anybody else? Simple. Anybody
else? Yeah, I mean, I felt like Kevin took the ball out of Shedeur Sanders' hands in the second half. I like the aggressiveness going forward on fourth down. Certainly don't like the choices he made as far as the actual play calls go. And then Bubba Ventrone's special teams unit continues to be awful. Yet another game in which that unit cost them points and contributed significantly to another loss. So regardless if they keep Kevin or not, Bubba's got to go next year.
Well, okay,
he can't be back.
If you said you didn't like some of the play calls, though, then Tommy Rees belongs in your org as well then, right?
Yeah, I guess. Kevin's the one that made the decision to put Tommy in charge. So I'm going to blame him.
All right, so let's break down the second half. What do you think happened there? Because Shedeur, obviously, I thought in the first half they were charging down the field. I thought they did a good job, and it felt like that the final drive before the half, the touchdown drive, where they went nine straight runs and then had the Fannin touchdown in the corner, it felt like from there, Tommy Rees just decided he only wanted to run the football. And in the second half, Robert Saleh had flipped the game script, as what Judkins had told everyone after the game. Why do you think they didn't make the reactionary move and the appropriate move then?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Shedeur Sanders broke protocol by throwing a 44-yard touchdown. Couldn't tell you. I mean, I thought Shedeur did a pretty nice job as far as the pocket presence goes. Football needs to come out a little faster. I will grant you that. Needs to get through the reads and the progressions faster. But look, I mean, that's just all part of this process of developing a young quarterback. He shows you the ability, though, to get the ball down the field to make those big plays. Obviously, the frustration with Jerry Jeudy that boiled over on the sidelines. But look, I mean, Jerry's been stewing for weeks. This isn't I don't think this is a Shedeur thing. I think this is a Jerry Jeudy problem. I don't know why they just went strictly to the run there in the second half and got ultra conservative with the game plan. Yeah, it was windy, but the 49ers didn't have a problem all that much from an offensive standpoint. It certainly helped that they were given short fields, three of their touchdowns coming less than 35 yards, and you can't win a football game like that when you're giving them short fields to work with, and that's ultimately what the Browns did. The first scoring drive 16 yards for them to punch it in. They get a field goal having to go only 58 yards. You get another field goal, 32 yards. You give up another touchdown, an 18-yard field, and then another field goal on a 29-yard field. Like that, you can't win football games doing that. Especially when you got behind, you'd think that there would be some sense of urgency to start throwing the ball a little bit. And to your point, Jonathan, they kept the ball on the ground for the most part. And, you know, Quinshon Judkins did run it well, averaged about 4 yards a carry, a little over 90 yards. Dylan Sampson continues to show a little burst running the ball as well. But, yeah, I don't get why when you're behind in a game like that, you just don't want your quarterback throwing the ball.
Daryl, on the 4th-and-1 call, JP's got more of an issue with the actual play call, meaning that they were trying to do something with Fannin there.
The Fannin 1. Okay.
I hate the spot, given that it was on the Browns on 30. And then, of course, Kevin Stefanski said, I like the call. I like what we try to do. You got to execute. So what would your biggest issue with the 4th-and-1 play at their own 30? Was it the play call, the spot, or the execution?
I would say the play call in giving it to Fannin. They should have had Quinshon handle it. That was not a time to get cute, especially in your own territory there. Now, if you were trying Fannin at the goal line in a goal-to-go situation, okay, fine. Still don't like it because Quinshon has been very successful doing that. Also didn't like them having Shador on the field for that as the deep back. When the whole point of that is to put another blocker on the field. And so, yeah, I didn't like the play call, didn't like the confusion that led up to that fumbled snap as well. The execution obviously was awful, just like everything the Browns seemed to do on Sunday. But, I didn't like them putting Harold Fannin in that spot. We heard from Fannin today, and he hadn't done that a whole lot in his life, in his football life. So I think that they got cute, and they paid the price for it.
Shelby Harris went off on Juwan Jennings. Is there any background you can give us in talking to people around the locker room and what you heard and saw after the game in the locker room related to Juwan Jennings in particular?
Yeah, based on what I heard, I'm Team Shelby Harris. I'm Team Myles Garrett on that. There are just certain things you don't say, period, let alone on a football field. And Jennings was getting very personal with some of the things he was saying. And what compounded the situation is Malik Collins is down. They're getting a cart for him. He's now lost for the season. And you know, Jennings is running his mouth. You know, Miles went after him in that spot, and he went and tried to hide behind his offensive line and things like that. So I completely agree with what Shelby Harris had to say. Also, again, as I said, Myles Garrett. And it certainly explains what happened the week before, because you and I were doing the show, Jonathan, and I was defending Jennings.
That's right.
I didn't know at the time, because one thing you don't do is you don't hit a man in that particular spot. And he took a shot there. And so I was defending him in that spot. Like, hey, I get the reaction because he got hit there. But then I think it certainly explains, if he's been doing this in other games where he's saying stuff like this, it totally explains why he got hit. And quite frankly, he deserved it.
All right, Daryl, you mentioned Malik Collins. He's done for the year with a quad injury. What does this injury for Malik Collins mean for the Browns' defense this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough blow for the Browns. You know, that defensive line has been really good for them, and they're going to have to, you know, figure out a way to you know, work behind it. Now, the defensive tackle position has, you know, certainly been good for them. That entire defensive line has been good. Probably going to be more reps for Shelby Harris. Aiden Huntington got banged up a little bit, so I don't know if that opens the door for him. They got a couple guys, I think, on the practice squad that they can look at this week. They're probably going, I would think that they might make a roster move this week, even if it just happens to be a game day elevation. But Malik was having a phenomenal season, Nick. A lot of guys were, talking about how they looked to him, and his leadership as a veteran. So, I don't want to understate the significance of the loss of him for the remainder of the season, because he's been a very big part of the success, not just the defensive line, but also to, you know, Mason Graham, his success, as a rookie, Myles Garrett and what he's obviously been doing this year. So that's a pretty significant loss for the Browns for sure.
Daryl, great stuff, and thank you again for knocking Dan Sitton out of the playoffs, which ensured me a place in one of the final four teams in our fantasy league. I will respond in kind by getting the crap kicked out of me next week by you in the first round of the playoffs. You're welcome.
Yeah, I did end up with not only the best record, the top seed, but the largest point differential. I did not just win games this year. I obliterated people. It was phenomenal. But the regular season's over. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you don't win anything off the regular season, Daryl.
I know, but hopefully my team continues to show up week in and week out like they have. That is when the players are actually
so playing. Am I on the other side of the bracket?
I think you are.
Yeah,
who am I playing?
Kevin, I think. Because I think Kevin's going to leapfrog me into the third spot. There.
There we go. It's always Kevin.
It's always Kevin. hey, Daryl, you're a mensch. The humbleness and humility on the fantasy football front is amazing. We appreciate you, buddy.
I look forward to playing both of you in the postseason and beating you.
God, it's going to be really nice if I get that week one win. That would be very nice. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Jewelry store.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
We talked a little bit about this earlier in the hour, but Shiloh Sanders spent some quality time with his brother Shador over the holidays or over the holiday weekend, and that included some good old family razzing during prayer.
Thank you for letting Shador start finally. We appreciate it. Please help him this Sunday. Throw for 500 passing yards. So both
the wins is what is important. The win.
Well, we want your passing yards.
Just
too.
The win.
Yeah.
The
run, run in some touchdowns.
Yes.
The win.
Just two.
The win.
Lord, please allow Shador to do his best so he can pull some strings and get me on the Browns too. And
yes,
please make number 21 available somehow. But
Browns deserve more. It's a franchise player. 21 gone, bro.
Well, never mind. 28 will do. Thank you very much, Lord. And in Jesus' name, amen.
One, I'm shockingly pro Pilar. Two, would 500 yards passing have brought Shador more goodwill with fans than a win on Sunday?
Yes.
I know, and it kind of bugs me.
I'll have you speak on it.
I just think like the idea of winning should be the only thing that matters to Shador. As long as Shador is winning, that is progress. And I think wins buy him a longer leash than one really huge, gigantic statistical performance.
I think it's like the Pyrrhic victory, right? It's fine losing the battle as long as you win the war. Mm-hmm. And I think Shador and how the lens of it, if you're already on a team that is statistically basically done as far as postseason is concerned, the idea that you win the war is the most important part.
I think the frustrating thing is I would have loved to see how Shador's performance, if the same stat line, the same everything, same game flow, how it would be perceived if you had actually won that game. Now, I don't know how you do that while also only scoring 8 points.
Yeah, if it's like 8-7, is that what you
But I do think that some people are being overcorrecting on Shador because they lost.
If it would have been 8-7, the amount of wind conversations would have been amplified. Mm-hmm. It would have been like, there was that game a few years ago, the one that Deshaun Watson, everyone believed that was the one that he declared he wouldn't play for the Browns with, although money obviously fixed that problem. But like the joke after that game was like they wouldn't even land airplanes at Burke. Because that's how windy it was.
Yeah.
I think it would have grown to like those type of tales of like, oh, that game was so windy, you couldn't do anything. Brock Purdy struggled, Shador struggled, but you got out of there with an 8-7 win, and that's all that matters. And so I think everyone would have just chalked it up to that and called it a day.
Also, I don't ever claim to know what the good Lord is thinking. I would think God really enjoys a good funny prayer every now and then, where everybody's kind of in on it. Like, that had to me, like, God gets so many serious prayers and so many urgent prayers. Then when he gets a funny one, I think it's like one of the heartwarming things on TikTok or Instagram where you're like, I'm going to watch this one again because it made me feel good. I think I will say this, Sanders family, I appreciate that prayer.
So wait, do you ever mix up your prayers before you eat, or do you have the same one? I'm thinking back to my childhood. I don't do grace or anything before I do, you know, a meal now. I just don't. But growing up, I'm just thinking about the prayer that we did, and now saying it in my head, it seems like a really silly prayer. It was God is good, God is great. Let us thank Him for our food, and then that was it.
That's more of like a Stefanski slogan than it is.
That's all it was.
That's the smart, tough, accountable of prayers right there.
That was it. It was God is good, God is great. Let us thank Him for this food. Amen. And that was it. And that was what we did before every single meal. What did you guys do one, or is that not a thing for you?
Not really a thing.
Not really a thing. No. Okay. Because I mean, I'll give you.
Or everybody did a different one.
If
more.
You're coming up with different ones every single time, that's like a comedian coming up with a new bit every night. It feels like that's
what's the deal? World hunger, Lord.
Man, it's a hard ask. It's like, geez,
why is the world hungry?
I went down the world hunger bit yesterday. I got to come up with a new bit now. Like, that seems hard. But God is good. God is great. Not really the most creative thing in the world. I don't know why my parents settled on that. I have no idea why.
They're mailing it in.
Legitimately, my whole childhood, that was what we did before we ate every single meal. That was it. And everyone bowed their heads and we went after it.
It's a wonder you've all survived to this point.
We have, and we've, some would argue, thrived in parts of my family. Not this part, but, you know, other parts.
Think where you'd be with a better prayer.
You wonder. You really do wonder. Aaron Rodgers calls out his wide receivers. Let's check in on the quarterback.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route. Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's sick about that. But we have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside of the facility, and look forward to seeing all the boys there.
Rodgers at one point was averaging negative 0.8 yards per completion. That was deep in the third quarter, by the way. He was 2-6 on attempts of 10 yards or more. He finished averaging 4.8 air yards per attempt on the offensive side of the ball. He was and has been now for about 5 weeks the epitome of a non-vertical quarterback.
Yeah, it's not great. I will say, if any other quarterback in the NFL said this about his receivers, people would be like, that's leadership. Aaron Rodgers says it, and it's an Aaron Rodgers thing.
It's just an Aaron Rodgers thing. But the Steelers seem like they're spiraling right now. Five of his 6 completions were caught at or behind the line of scrimmage by the time we got to the fourth quarter. And by the fourth quarter, they were chanting, fire Tomlin. It's not going well in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because they're Pittsburgh fans and they're stupid. Fire Tomlin!
There was chants, legit fire Tomlin chants all throughout the...
What you get after centuries of inbreeding.
We talk about low points within a franchise. It feels like yesterday was a black eye for the Steelers in many ways.
People like Steelers fans and Yinzers get really mad when I make jokes about inbreeding. And I get it. I wouldn't like it either. I didn't do the inbreeding. Get mad at your parents. I don't know.
Yinzers and Cash Lovett. Who knew?
Mm.
Omaha!
I forgot about that. Yeah. Lane Kiffin's final week at Ole Miss was fraught with drama, including Ole Miss reporter Ben Garrett using the phrase, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife on a podcast, and Kiffin apparently heard about it and spoke to the fact after the game.
When you call someone a you know, that's a different level of the housewives, you know, or something like that. That's about as bush league as stealing Trinidad's jersey, like Mississippi State did. Last night.
The comment was, don't, you can't turn into a housewife while there's no act right. It's not calling you, it's about commitment. And that's what really the question is. You wanted your commitment from time people were asking about where you're committed to, you're still not doing that. So you don't think there's anything wrong with getting upset about something so innocuous as that?
Yeah, let's move on to that. Next question.
All right.
Oh, he checkmated him at the end there. That's why he did the next question. Let's move on.
Mm.
I think Ben had this one right. Why it hurt is because it was true, Nick.
No, I think Ben is a bit of a B too. When Lane confronted him after the game, and Ben looked like he was afraid Lane was going to lay hands on him.
I think he genuinely thought Lane was going to lay hands on him.
In fairness, they're both turds. Can we just get that out there? They're okay. Both turds. I also think Lane's being wildly sensitive about being called a hoe. I'm sorry.
I think so too. I didn't have any problem with trying to make that comp because I think most reasonable people knew what he was trying to say. I don't know that I would have said it if I was Ben.
Yeah, here's the problem.
I don't know if that's the best route to go if I'm Ben, but that man's been covering Ole Miss football. He looks like he's a child, I know, but he's been covering Ole Miss football for 20 years.
Stop being such a fanboy. Fairness.
I think that's kind of what they are in those worlds, though. If you're the Ole Miss guy for 20 years, that's kind of what you are in a more of a sad state of where we are in sports. This platform and all the other platforms is like it feels like we have more fanboys than we've ever had.
I just like that Ole Miss is finally finding out what it's like to be 90% of the rest of the college football world. As if this schedule that has been problematic for several years in college football's new. It's like, coach is going to leave right before the playoffs. But that's the way it's worked for about 50 years now.
Yeah, that part shouldn't be surprising to them.
This is kind of like, if you've ever been in a relationship, this has never happened to me. I'm sure it's never happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, oh, you're acting like a... And then they're like, are you calling me a?
No,
like,
I'm just saying you're acting like one.
No, I'm
like
saying
one.
You're acting like one. You're normally a very reasonable person.
He should have just stood on what he said and been like, the analogy where I said it, I meant it. You brought it up because you're hurt by it. Go ahead, discuss if you want. Instead, he tried to rationalize it and tried to dance around it. If he would have just swerved into the idea of like, yeah, I think, and by the way, a lot of people in college football believe this is why you don't marry Lane Kiffin. I think it would have been all right for him. But hey, listen, he's going to end up fine. The people he cares about the most, the people that pay for his subscriptions to his site and do everything that they need to do, loved it. And ultimately, that's all that matters. He's had the job for 20 years. He's going to have it for another 20 after this.
A real man would have egged Lane into giving the old right cross.
You can't give the right cross to Lane Kiffin.
No. I mean, baiting Lane into punching him. Think about what
kind of payout is that?
Probably $1 million.
Easily.
Yeah, so you get the subs, you get the subscriptions that everyone's going to be like, this guy took a right hook for Ole Miss football, and then you get the $1 million payout. I bet you Lane would have paid $1 million hey, I heard you call me a hoe. Yep, I did that.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to punch you once, I'll give you $1 million. Who wouldn't take that deal?
I think we'd all take
for
that
Lane
deal.
For Lane Kiffin. Like, if Miles Garrett wanted to punch me once, there's not enough money in the world.
Oh, I'd take
Lane Kiffin?
I'd take a punch by Miles for $1 million.
No.
My jaw might never look the same.
Your face would never look the same.
For $1 million?
From Miles.
From anybody. For $1 million? Yeah, I'm taking a punch by anybody. What? You're not?
Not from Miles. From clearly, Lane Kiffin's average ass?
We
yeah.
look at $1 million differently, me and you, I guess.
We
I don't know.
We look at getting punched by Miles Garrett differently.
I don't even know. By the way, there's an assumption there that like you get your $1 million punch and you're going to square it up and be like the greatest punch of your life. Like Lane Kiffin might even miss in that moment.
Yeah.
He might just barely touch the jaw and barely get there.
Might.
But yeah, Miles, Wayne, hey, offers on the table, please. Please have it. Take me up on this deal. $1 million for a punch? Sure. And anybody out there that has like $1 billion and wants to see this go down, I'll tell you, I'll line up any person you want. $1 million, I'll take
Mike
one
Tyson.
Punch. Any person.
Mike
one
Tyson
punch.
Circa 91.
We can't go back in time. That's not how
they're billionaires. I don't know what they can do and what they can't do.
How this works? Take any punch from anybody for $1 million. One punch, easy. No question.
You are hoping. No, he just.
I want
you
this
are
to happen.
Hoping
by the way, people are like, oh, you'd never actually do it. You kidding me? Wind me up. Give me $1 million for a punch.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.